Hi, this is Jim Orchid with your Ely, Minnesota, February 2nd fishing report. The walleye and perch fishing has been steady, I'd say. We've been fishing still in about 17 to 22 feet of water. And using a plain hook with a glow bead again, that seems to be working fairly well. And using that under a crappie cork with a couple of split shad on it to weight the bobber down. And also using the same rig on tip-ups, the hook with the glow bead, and obviously without a bobber on that, but that's been working well. And also still using the dance and spin, either the white or the yellow has been working well with fatheads or rainbows. And like I said before, I've been hooking the minnow through the back, and that's been working pretty well. And I've been using my camera still and watching the dance and spin and the bait, and it's amazing to see the little blade wiggling around when that minnow gets a little nervous. And twice in the past week, I've noticed something with walleyes. I've never seen this before, and I don't know if anybody else has seen it, but I've had them come in, and they look at the bait, and they just kind of settle down in the bottom, and I'm fishing a muddy, silty bottom, and they'll swish their tail and create a big cloud of silt, and I think they're doing it to disorientate the bait, because they do that, and like a second later, they'll hit that bait. And I've caught two walleyes that have done this, and that's the only thing I can think of. It's like a windy shoreline where it stirs up the bottom, but I think they can see the bait can't see them, and it's been pretty amazing to see that happen twice. So, I don't know, like I said, I don't know if anybody's ever seen that happen before, but it was pretty neat to see. Lake trout fishing has been okay. People have been using spoons tipped with minnows or floating ciscos off the bottom with on tip-ups, and that's been a pretty productive way to do that. We've been mostly doing the lake trout fishing in about 40 to 60 feet of water, and we're looking for that water off around reefs or points, particularly sharp dropping points where the trout will chase the bait up into these sharp breaks and kind of trap it against the wall. So those are a couple of spots to look for on the lake trout lakes. I haven't heard anything about stream trout fishing in the lakes. I know of a couple people have gone out, but I wasn't able to get to talk to them after they came back. So crappie fishing has been okay, nothing fast and furious yet. We're getting a few crappies here and there when we go out, and also some bluegills. And I've been using still like a little nipper topped with wax worms or with a minnow head. I mentioned that once before that we were trying full minnows, and that didn't seem to work, so we cut off the minnows and put the head on, or we also tried the tail too, but the head seemed to work a little better, and that was a little trick that seemed to work out pretty good. The fish, we've been fishing about, I'd say 20 to 30 feet off of points, and lots of times, you know, you go around, you drill a bunch of holes, and you check the holes, and you don't see anything, but we drop them down, and lots of times those fish, they're sitting so tight to the bottom that you don't even notice them. Well, on my back, sorry, I have a little older one, but you drop it down there, and you jig it, you know, a few times, and you can, if you can get those fish to come up off the bottom, it seems like they're going to hit. So we've been doing that. Also, been fishing with the bobber and a minnow, while we've been doing this also, and jigging with the other rod, and it seems like we haven't caught anything on the bobber, so you got to keep that bait going and the little jig down there. It seems to have been working the best. That's about all I have for right now. You can contact me at jim@jimthefishguy.com, or you can get a hold of me at the Grand Ely Lodge in Ely, Minnesota. So everyone who's going out fishing, have fun, enjoy yourself. The weather's staying fairly mild, so make sure some good fishing, weather-wise. And have fun out there, and I shall talk to you later. Thank you very much. Bye.